This episode of Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment Podcast is sponsored by Magic Mind.
What is up, all you sexy nerds? Grizzly McBee here, and I want to thank you for listening to and watching Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment, the podcast, episode number 167. And today, I am joined by my brother, the lookalike, but younger. His arms are a little bigger. His thighs are a little tighter. The one, the only, Monster 74.
What's up, you guys?
And of course, as always, you love him, you hate him. The man, the myth, the legend, the individual himself, the mastermind behind the madness, Wildfire One.
You know, if I was paying you, I'd give you a raise. Because that was, you did it. It's the thing
every
is
something different.
Yeah, the thing is that he, every week it's something different, and it's like, it gets better. Like, I wonder if he sits at work and just plans this shit out.
Hey, shut up.
Probably. And
the mastermind behind the madness. I feel like I need that to be a shirt.
Dude, that would be an ambition shirt.
Yes, it would be. So welcome, guys. Welcome to Nerd's New Sexy Entertainment, the podcast. We thank you for watching. We thank you for listening. Today, we were wondering about what we were going to do as far as, like, topics and what we're going to talk about. And the last few podcasts, like, usually we have a plan. Usually we're like, this is a good idea. The last few podcasts, this season's been like last minute. Like, what are we going to talk about right before we start the podcast? And we decided this time that we're going to talk about one of my favorite, I think everyone in here's favorite kind of video game, zombie games.
Zombie games in general.
In general. Yeah. And there's a whole list of them out there. Like, gauging from years back, and I don't think we're gonna talk about like Call of Duty Zombies, because
that's not a zombie game.
It's zombies, but it's just an extra added bonus to a game that sucks nowadays anyway. So
I agree with that, and I bought it.
Why does that not surprise me one bit?
Not surprised.
And the funny thing is we started talking about this a little bit ago, and we've all come to the conclusion that we all have the same favorite zombie game. That being The Walking Dead VR.
Yeah. Yes. And there's, I think, to my knowledge at the moment, I know that there's two of them. Monster was saying there might be a third one for VR 2.
Yeah.
But for the VR, for the PlayStation 4... I know that there were two, and there was the Walking Dead Saints and Sinners, and then the Walking Dead something else. I can't remember what it was called, but that the second one was my favorite one, because Saints and Sinners drove me crazy with the simple fact that you'd hit a zombie three times and your weapon would break.
Yes.
That was like my biggest pet peeve of that game. Like,
well, see, the Saints and Sinners was the only one that I played, and I actually played at your house.
Yeah.
We actually streamed that, and that was so fun.
It's a fun game, don't get me wrong, but the fact that, one, you have all these weapons that break on you unless you keep them. I can't remember. I think you can fix them.
Yeah, if they don't completely break.
Yeah. And then two, you like, as the days progress, the zombies get worse.
Yeah.
So, but yes, we all kind of agreed that the Walking Dead, the VR Saints and Sinners, and the Walking Dead VR in general, seems to be the winner chicken dinner as far as our favorite.
It feels the most realistic for a gamer.
Well, it also helps that you have a VR headset.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, who doesn't fantasize about that? What's that, Monster?
The second one is called Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapter 2 Retribution.
You're talking about for the PS5, the VR2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. I believe it, but the PS4 one that I'm talking about had like Michonne and all those other characters in it. You got to play as
I know which one the
Yeah.
I know which one that is.
And there's one specific scene in that game that, like, I had a lot of fun playing that game because in the and I actually have these clipped on my Twitch because I love them so much. One in the tutorial, it teaches you can grab the zombie and like stab him, right? So I'm doing the stabbing motion. You probably remember this, Monster. As I'm doing the stabbing motion, I'm going, I'm not crazy! I'm not crazy! Mommy didn't love me as a kid! So I did that and about laughed my ass off. And then of course, there's the another scene that I enjoyed doing where I was doing something and I saw Michonne and she was like talking to me as a character. And Michonne doesn't really wear too much up top. Mm. So like I had to go honk honk and the chat went nuts when I did it. It was funny as hell, but
nice.
Yeah, that's a good game. Another good game, I know that Monster can concur with this, is Days Gone.
Yes. Wait, no.
Yes and no?
Yes. Very good game.
Days... I'm thinking of DayZ.
No, Days Gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because DayZ was crap.
Yeah, well, DayZ was all right. It just was fun for like 5 minutes.
I remember the zombies were just like these. They would come up and they would just.
Do that again.
Not even move. Just.
That shit's funny. Like it's a shimmy, like a stripper.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they do, like that.
But DayZ wasn't that good. It could have been better. But Days Gone was an amazing game.
Oh, yes. That game does not get the praise it deserves.
Oh, I believe there's going to be a sequel.
I hope, because I will buy the shit out of that game. And any DLC they got.
Yeah, Days Gone was good. Another good game, of course, was The Last of Us. The Last of Us 2.
And then you got The Last of Us Remastered, and The Last of Us Remastered.
And The Last of Us Remastered, all the way from PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 5, dude. Like, how many times are you going to play the same game that looks beautiful anyway?
We got The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it sells.
Actually, the second one remastered actually has more content.
Oh, that makes sense. The second one, like, and that's the thing. Let's talk about The Last of Us 2 real quick. I know a lot of people were pissed off. There was a lot of online personalities that were really mad about The Last of Us 2, specifically when, spoiler alert, Joel dies. And how he dies. It was a good game. I thought it was actually a good game. A lot of people were like, oh, The other girl was too masculine and she was too do-do-do-do. I didn't fucking care. I thought it was actually a really good game.
The story just obliterated any of all that other crap.
Yeah, it was the story was great. It kept jumping from like Ellie's story to this chick's story and you got into the characters. I mean, yeah, you didn't have Joel and that was sad, but at the same time, like, Joel wasn't really a good guy anyway.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he was a father figure.
Especially in his Raider days.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, but in a zombie apocalypse, who's really going to be a good guy?
The bad guy.
Yeah, everyone's going to be a bad guy. Even the guys that are being good guys are going to be the bad guy. Because that's how you survive. You know?
Hence the Fireflies.
Yeah. Follow the lights. But that's another good zombie game. And that's the thing. The Last of Us was a zombie game, but it was like almost, if you think about it, it was one of those zombie games that like broke the zombie barrier.
Yeah.
Because it was a zombie game without being zombie. And it also brought in a very like scary aspect because what made people zombies was a real thing.
Yep.
You know, they added fiction to something that was fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
and that was a really cool aspect of that.
I mean, if we're gonna talk zombie games, we can't leave out the most iconic zombie game franchise of all time, which is the Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. I thought you were gonna say something else.
Left 4 Dead.
That's what I thought he was gonna say.
Well,
Resident Evil was scary until like 4, and then it like became like more action.
Left 4 Dead is good, but it's not Resident Evil good.
Well, Resident Evil
sure as hell isn't $600 an hour good.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because I'm more of a Silent Hill guy. I'm not a Resident Evil guy. I know that the first
Hill, I was a little too young to experience
that. That's okay, but so I know that Resident Evil like 1 and till like I think you said 4 or 3 were zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And then so like what the fuck is it now? Like they're not zombies no more. They're like something else.
They are right now
like vampires, werewolves and shit like that.
No. They're mold. It's mold.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, 7 and 8 it's mold.
That's fucking stupid. Oh, look out, it's a grass.
It's like a mold mixed with
what happened to the T virus?
Variation of the T virus. Well, it's where all of it, like it says, it like has it's like a where, yeah, no, it's where Umbrella started. It explains it in Resident Evil 8 a little more in Village.
Village, okay. I know it changed from like the T virus to something completely weird, and that's why I can't
T-virus.
Yeah, I can't. Stay with it because it just does. It's not zombies anymore. I like zombies, and I get that the game is evolving and the monsters are evolving with it, and that's cool. And it's still a really good franchise from what I can understand. I just can't.
Don't forget the Las Plagas. The Las Plagas.
The what?
Las Plagas, the Resident Evil 4 and 5.
Oh. Ones. Well, I again, the Resident Evil, it doesn't even feel like a zombie game anymore.
Wow. No, it doesn't. It's action.
It's just demons and monsters now, and that's it. And that's cool. It's still scary. But when you said what you said, monster was Left 4 Dead, and Left 4 Dead is, and I, in my opinion, what I thought you were gonna say, Grizz, is iconic. Left 4 Dead is one of those games that you think about zombies, and you think Left 4 Dead. Mm-hmm. One of the coolest parts about Left 4 Dead were the zombies kind of evolved. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
One of my first favorite zombie games that I played was Land of the Dead, Road to Fiddler's Green. It's okay. Like, you remember the Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead, the reiterations of the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like in that universe.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
And this was all the way on the Xbox, the first Xbox.
Okay. I know that there's a lot of different zombie games out there. But Left 4 Dead is probably one of my favorite all time. Modern times.
Not the new one.
Well, we're not. There is no new Left 4 Dead. There's Back 4 Blood, but we've already talked about that.
Crap.
Like Back 4 Blood. The Left 4 Dead 1 and 2 were amazing.
Yes.
And supposedly it was the same crew that did Back 4 Blood and or a variation of them or something like that. But anyway, when they promised us Back 4 Blood, they almost piggybacked off of Left 4 Dead, and they're like, it's going to be just like that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be better. We're going to do all the things we couldn't do because they did this, that, and the other thing. And we get Back 4 Blood and it's boring. It's boring. One thing I did like was the what made them zombies were worms. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the zombies were just variations of different styles of zombies from Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead, yeah.
The special zombies were about the same thing with the exception of like they didn't add in one of the best fucking characters or zombie characters from Left 4 Dead. They didn't add a variation of the witch.
Mm-hmm.
Which felt empty. The story was boring.
There was no story. It was like, oh, go here. Oh, yeah. Go there.
Good luck. And what's
happening?
Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead was all about getting from safe house to safe house and surviving to get to like a final place. And of course they ended up adding more throughout the years. And because of that, we got more content and more story, eventually leading up to Bill dying, RIP Bill, which by the way, that was probably the saddest part about Yeah. Left 4 Dead 1 was Bill's.
Don't worry, he went to Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, they took him there, huh? Just made it worse for him. But yeah, Left 4 Dead is iconic in my opinion. Yes. And is one of those games that definitely deserves kind of like a praise. They did a good job. Back 4 Blood is sucks.
Yeah, talking for somebody, I bought all the DLC for it, thinking, oh, it's going to be good.
Well, we did play it. We played it for a while. We played and beat it.
Yeah,
we
streamed it for the channel.
We played it. Well, you streamed it, but me and Grizz played and beat it as well. And I think we might have played it with you a little bit, Monster, if I remember. Maybe not. Either way, but I know we played it, and it was like even playing the campaign was just boring. Like the last monster was kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It was kind of stupid. If it lands on you, you're automatically dead. It was just a bad game in general. It was based off of a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But they just shit on it, you know?
Well, there's the one that you and I have been playing recently, which is Project Zomboid.
Project Zomboid. Yeah, that's a good one. I know we did a podcast on that, but we can talk a little bit about it. And we're trying to get Monster in to join us because it's fun. It's one of those games, the more people, the merrier. And I did find out that you can build barricades on Windows, Grizz.
Yeah.
I found that out. You can do that.
I just haven't got around to it on my PC yet.
It's a good game. Graphics wise, you might not care for it, Monster, but
no, I've seen it. It's on my wish list. I want it.
It's a good game. It's fun as hell. It's fun as hell. I like the survival of it. Grizz's character, just an update on that, because last time we talked about it, Grizz's character was alive and well. It kind of happened the same way as last character died, but a little quicker.
But it wouldn't tell me that I was actually sick.
Yeah.
I started losing health.
Yeah. Like you were bleeding out.
No injuries at all, but yet I was dying.
And so like his character just finally, he goes, I think this is the time you went to my room and you're like, I'm just going to fucking die here. Just put me out of my misery. And so like he went into my room in the game and just like finally his last little bit of health went away and he went on the ground and turned into a zombie and I had the pleasure of beating him to death.
So now there's a stack of my player bodies outside the house.
Yeah. Cause they've turned into zombies and returned. They're like, "Arr!" I had to kill him. It was a good game. And then I finally got to the house where Grizz got bit with his other character and I cleared it out. So I got a little revenge for him.
Dead Island.
Yes.
Damn good game.
I just that got done serious. Playing Dead Island 1 on stream a few months ago. And I had a good old time with it, man. Like I forgot how much I loved that game.
That Dead Island 2 is just as good.
I'm going to buy it. It's one of the games I'm going to buy. I recently just splurged on two games for my PlayStation 5.
I owned it, beat it, and I have another. I beat the DLC that just came out not too long ago. I love it.
I love it. I can't wait to play it. But, yeah, what about Dying Light?
Dying Light.
Love that.
Two was all right too. Two was okay. I liked it. There's actually a really cool callback to or throwback to Dead Island in it in the first part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Where I remember playing it, I streamed it, and I got the gameplay. We're gonna put that on the channel eventually, but I was streaming it and it did the hoodoo you voodoo bitch in like a vinyl form. And I remember reading that and going, it was talking about, and the character goes, oh, that sounds familiar. I'm like, you're goddamn right. That sounds familiar. That song is a bop even till today.
Yep.
Hoodoo you voodoo, bitch. That's probably one of the best fucking songs from a video game. Like that's supposed to be like a rapper. That's supposed to be like mainstream. It's fucking badass. I love that song. Like every time I played Dead Island and that song came on, you can't help but start singing along with it. You know,
yeah, and in the second one you see him.
Oh, that's cool. Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Hoodoo, you voodoo, bitch. I love that fucking song, dude.
Whenever you do, hit me up. We can play together.
Okay.
Multiplayer, that bitch.
But Dying Light, Dying Light is another good one. Dying Light, I like the first one. Dying Light had a very cool concept as far as...
The first one was scarier.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. The first one was scarier up until you got so powerful you can just fucking one hit zombies.
Yeah. The second one is only scarier scary in the quarantine zones.
That's yes. It. Yeah. The first one was again, scary everywhere.
Yeah.
At nighttime especially.
Again, yeah. Yes, the volatiles are not as scary in the second one.
Yeah, the first one volatiles were freaky as shit, and the story was good.
Yes. The story is in the second one.
It's all right in the second one. There's and the first one, of course, kind of brought together a parkour system for zombie apocalypse that I think that the second one kind of made even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do say that, yeah.
But yeah, the story was kind of boring in Dying Light 2.
They have all this new content for it, but I haven't even played it.
After I beat Dying Light 2, I was good. I was all right. I bought it when it came out because I was excited and played through it. And I liked the gameplay, and I didn't want to... I kind of got bored of it towards halfway through it. But I made myself beat it because I was streaming it. And so...
Not streaming it, but I made myself beat it.
And the ending was okay. Like, the ending to Dying Light 1, I remember being kind of like a disappointment. Back to... Dead Island, beating that again was... I forgot how fucking hard the boss was at the end. Dead Island was that boss was a shit show, but it was a fun game.
And with Dead Island 2, the damage you inflict, you actually see it.
Oh, that's cool.
You could knock off their jaw and their jaws hanging and
their tongues all that's fucking great.
You know, I think if we do play that again, we would need something to keep us focused.
Yeah, we would need something to keep us focused. That's for sure. And you know what would do that?
Magic Mind.
Magic Mind, baby. Yeah. Have you finished your box, Monster?
Oh, yes. And I went to go buy another box.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, you should use our code. It's an amazing product. We've tried it. We've enjoyed it.
You know the best part about Magic Mind?
What's that?
There's no sugar. There's no nuts. It's vegan, keto, and paleo free, friendly.
Which you don't see often in a lot of these.
No, you really don't.
We all got to try it, and we all got our own boxes. They were nice enough to send us boxes, and we honestly, man, we tried it. We liked it. It's good. That's why we're talking about it today. It's a great product. It works well for you. It's got some really cool... some really interesting ingredients that I didn't know, you know, because I'm not a supplement person for the most part. I don't work out unless I have to.
I'm a supplement guy.
But I have tried stuff in the past to kind of like keep me active, keep me moving, keep me getting a little older, give me a little more energy, because as you get older, your energy kind of dwindles.
Yeah.
But it, and because of those beautiful ingredients, it works really well. After drinking it, I would have a lot of energy. I felt like I had, and as they call it, the anti-procrastination drink.
Yeah.
I felt like I wanted to get things done.
So here's the thing, right? So when we obviously had Magic Mind as a sponsor for a little while now, we first started this, we were looking at the ingredients and, you know, we thought, and this is a little interesting, because there was one ingredient in particular that caught our attention. And so we did some digging, and, you know, it's poetic justice.
Especially with the podcast topic.
Today's podcast topic is zombies, because one of the main ingredients within Magic Mind is cordyceps mushrooms.
Yep.
Not the kind that's going to make you start clicking.
Yeah, it's
the good kind.
Trust me, if it was, we'd be clicking by now.
We would have been clicking a while ago.
But,
it's great to help with your strengths.
Yeah.
With your immune system, inflammation, Monster knows that better than anybody.
Yep. Help me with my knee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It supports higher energy levels and physical endurance.
It's interesting how something like that, you know, that can have such kind of like a bum rap because of television and video games. But the actual ingredient itself is very helpful. It's very...
It's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's in a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
So it's kind of... We thought it was really cool that Cordyceps was in there. But it's good. It's good for you. It's not going to make you click. Is. It's not going to make you turn into a zombie. And then, of course, there's lion's mane mushroom.
Which are delicious.
Yes. I love mushrooms in general. Like, I'll eat mushrooms all day long. There's a lot of matcha. Like I like to say, there's a lot of matcha in this drink. And matcha is basically, it's caffeine. It takes longer to release, and it helps reduce stress. And that's anything that helps reduce stress is good for me, trust me.
And you can ask these two guys. I'm a big history guy. When I did some research on the ashwagandha, which is actually an Indian ginger, it's been used medicinally for 8,000 years.
That's freaking cool.
That's about as history as it gets right there, folks.
Yeah, 8,000 years was a long time ago.
And it helps reduce stress and anxiety. And from three individuals who are easily stressed,
mm-hmm.
and at least one of them that is always anxious.
Very anxious.
It works wonders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all natural. The ingredients are all natural, which is freaking awesome, right?
Those of you listening, you don't have to take our word for it. You really don't. But someone that you should listen to is Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
he endorses this.
He does. He does. The Joe Rogan Experience, his podcast, you know, one of the biggest podcasts in the world. He endorses it. He thinks it's amazing. For those of you that, you know, like drama, the Kardashians like it. They endorse it.
Like drama. I don't know. There's anyone here that has probably a better story. Because I've talked about it. I know Grizz has talked about it. He's taken it. He took it on one of the busiest days of the year for his work. I've taken it when I was just tired at my job. Like I said, I'm getting older. It's harder to kind of focus on stuff and stay where I need to be, especially because I personally am an insomniac. I don't sleep. But the three of us here, I know there's one person that probably can tell us the most, is that's Monster. He's, you know, the simple fact that he has had to get leg surgeries. Well,
when I first started taking it, I was skeptical. You know, I've been living with knee pain for like since 2017.
Yeah, so you ended up falling through a roof.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've had three surgeries, major surgeries on my right knee. I've had like swelling all throughout, never went away. Well, it would go away and then come back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And then when I started taking that, I noticed like maybe after the fourth or fifth one that my swelling in my knee drastically reduced. And I wasn't taking like any Tylenol or Advils, nothing like that. So I knew that nothing else was causing it to not swell up. So, but ever since like I started doing it, I would take it just to not have my knee swell up.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Magic Mind.
Thank you, Magic Mind, for that. And like I said, a lot of the ingredients are there to calm down like pain and stuff, but it actually helps with that. And on top of that, I mean, it's made to keep you focused. It's made to keep you on the ball. It's made to keep you get from point A to point B without issue. The most beautiful part about it, in my opinion, is that it's not like any other energy drink per se, to the point where you don't crash. You don't.
Yeah, there's no crash to it at all.
You don't stay up all night and you fall asleep. When you do fall asleep, you fall asleep naturally. It's comfortable, and that's probably one of the best parts about it. Oh, yeah.
So if you guys have problems or issues with concentrating while you're at work or playing video games or editing videos or, you know, designing websites, whatever you're doing, Magic Mind can help you lose your stress, lose your anxiety.
As a content creator, it's helped me quite a bit. Like, I do a lot of editing. I do a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff, and I'll take that and then I'll blink and I'll be done with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you guys want to check it out, you can go to this link, and that is www.magicmind.com/NITNSE. And you get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with our code NITNSE20. If I said it too fast, you can read it down below. And the code will be valid forever as a 20% off for both one-time purchases and subscriptions. In the first 10 days, it's up to 56% off if applied to your subscription. It stacks with a subscription discount from the website for up to 56% off on the 30-pack subscription. So if you guys are content creators, or you just have a lot to do, or you're just stressed, if you have problems, if you just feel like you need to do stuff without freaking out, that's the drink for you guys.
And you can tell that Wild is passionate about it, because he starts getting more energetic about it. He does more with his hands.
But yeah, I do get energetic because I am very passionate about the product, and it's something that works, and it works great. When I have every one of the people who tried it in my crew, in the Nerds New Sexy crew, say it works and they love it, that tells me something. You know what I mean? It is a good product. So there you have it.
Plants versus Zombies.
Huh? That was a game you were into, was Plants versus Zombies for a while.
For a little while, yeah.
I know that you enjoyed that. I wasn't a fan of it, but I know it got big, and I know Grizzly loved it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he was like, get it for your phone, Wild. We could play together. And I'm like, that's a dumb game. I don't like mobile games, Grizzly. He's like, well, I don't have a PlayStation yet, so we're going to play on something. And I'm like, well, shit. Too bad. Tough Titty said the kitty. Ago. When we're working together, yeah. When we're at the haunted mall.
Yeah. It was back when I had the iPhone 3GS.
So 2013.
Talk like 2009.
Yeah, it was like 2009, 2008. It was around there.
No, I started in 2009.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
We did in 2009.
Remember what you were saying? I was saying the youth.
Yeah.
Not youth if I'm in my almost later 30s.
Oh, almost later 30s. Yeah, that's, you're still young, fuckface.
You started your 30s.
You're still a baby, dude.
Yeah, I'm 33.
You just started your
30s. Yeah. I just started my 40s, fuckface.
You're about halfway there.
40. I'm 44, motherfucker. If he's just started his 30s, I'm 1 year away from that. Fuck off.
I'm about to start my 40s.
Yeah, fuck you. I hope you go great too, bitch.
When I started this, I was like 26, 27.
Yeah. I started it when I was like 36, 36, around there.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, because I came in season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I came in like seasons 5, 6. Yeah, because I came in as a guest first.
Well, so did Grizz.
Yeah.
One episode in season 1, and then it was just you and me for a while.
Yeah. But
I got hurt and had a ton of time on my hands.
Well, let me ask you this, Monster. What do you think of your PlayStation 5? I know you had a little problems with it at first, but how's it treating you nowadays?
No problem. It's awesome.
I'm digging it.
I mean, I love the DualSense Edge. Yeah, DualSense Edge.
I don't remember the new PS5 controller. That's all I'll call it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that it has features that I didn't even know I needed. As I was playing it, I noticed that when you hit the triggers, it has pushback.
Oh, nice.
Like if you hit something Yeah. It's got some realism to it, which is kind of cool. I'll give it that.
When you do arrows.
I never knew I needed that. Like it's kind of a cool addition.
Racing games too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I don't. We've already discussed how much racing games are fun.
Only Gran Turismo.
Much to Shattered Blade's dismay, he didn't like that I said that I didn't care for racing games.
There's two racing games I would ever play. Burnout, for obvious reasons, you crash cars. And two, Gran Turismo. I like Gran Turismo.
The only racing game I've ever cared for is the racing in GTA.
Yeah, and I don't like playing against you.
That's like demolition racing.
But it's fun! It's a fun game.
That's like downsized Twisted Metal.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still fun. I mean, how many times have we gotten bored and just like went around that one specific track at the airport? Like, yeah, we do like 12.
To get that 5 grand.
We do like 12 laps just to fucking get that 5 grand.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Twice before I ever do one lap.
Or we do the one that Grizz hated the most was the Mario Kart version where we could pick up like rockets and stuff. And then like, cause Grizz would get demolished. we'd be like 4 laps ahead of him. Yeah, and of course, you know, Mario Kart. Now that I mentioned Mario Kart, but
it's not really racing.
Yeah. It is to me. You're making a left turn. You're making another left turn.
I miss the old Need for Speed on the PS2.
Oh yeah,
Need for Speed Carbon. Need with the drifting and then the drag racing.
I'll tell you the ones the only real racing games that I can get into. Are like arcade racing games where you're actually sitting in the seat.
Okay, that's, yeah. You like know, when we were in Oregon.
Yeah, like when we were doing that. Which, by the way, let's end this podcast talking about that place.
Oh fuck yeah! Wait 1 second. I got you.
There, that's the name of it. Next Level. I got the hat.
I got a hat too, but it's in my truck.
Hey, Next Level is in it's in Oregon. It's close to Portland, and
I can't 20 minutes
away. Yeah, I can't tell you exactly where it was, but me, Monster, and our buddy Rico went there, and more or less for $20 a person, we got to go in and play any game we wanted with the exception of like this one special room that you had to pay to play.
I think you could win money with those. That's
what yeah. So. You can go in there and just play whatever. Unfortunately, we had to do something that day, so we only spent maybe what, an hour?
Hour and a half
playing games, and it kind of sucked, but we still had a blast. Like we were playing
all day there.
Oh, dude, we could stay all day there and still not play anything. Mm-hmm. You'll like this, Grizz. There were a shit ton of there's a root, like a whole hallway, like a whole huge hall dedicated to pinball machines.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And they just had all free play.
Yeah.
And me, Rico, and Monster sat and played shit.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Thank you. We played Mario Kart. We played like two things, a Mario Kart, and we had a blast. Mm-hmm. It was so fun.
Behind us waiting.
Yeah.
Still playing.
And then we played, then we played Mortal Kombat. They had all the Mortal Kombat games. They had
all of them.
Just any type of fighting game. They had a lot of Neo Geo games. They had a lot. Just any game you could think of. Even like the old Nintendo games like Hogan's Alley with a gun.
Yeah.
And just about anything. They had Duck Hunt.
Oh,
yeah.
And you just walk up to these games, dude. You just fucking hit the play button and you played. We played Ninja Turtles at one point.
Oh,
you
know? Yes.
Three of us played the Ninja Turtle game and we just played and played and it was fucking amazing, dude. We were talking about
spending a lot of money there.
Me and Monster were talking about doing a podcast or maybe like a review on this and we never really got to do it because we did a lot of really cool things, when we went to Portland and, next time we get a chance, me, Monster and Grizz have to go. Cause it was a really, really cool place for $20. All the games you can play.
Yeah.
If you are so inclined to call us and give us whatever bit of information you wish to give us, there is a number that you can call and leave us a message.
Yeah. Tell us your bank account number.
Don't do that. But give us a call. Let us know about podcast ideas, things you want us to watch, things you want us to eat, things you want us to review.
Do a podcast on.
Things you want us to play. Give us a call. That number is 559-997-6803. Again, that number is 559-997-6803. Or join us on our Discord at Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment. You can follow us on Facebook at Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment. You can follow us on YouTube at Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment. Or Twitch.
I'm seeing a trend here.
In case you haven't realized and gone through this entire podcast not knowing who we are Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment.
Not to be confused with the Angry Video Game Nerd. We are angry, but we're not that. Yeah. We're not James Rolfe. He's not as pretty as I am. But all right, guys, with that said and done, we hope you enjoyed the podcast. We hope you had as much fun as we had doing this. Till next week, we'll see you. Stay nerdy.
Stay sexy.
Always.